This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In your desire to fix someone else, make sure you don't ruin yourself. So the famous scholar, Ibn Sirin, was performing the tawaf around the Kaaba, the circumambulation around the Kaaba. And performing the tawaf, he heard a person making dua. And the person was saying, "O Lord, forgive me. وَلَا أَظُنُّ أَنَّكَ تَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ. But I don't think you will do that." So Ibn Sirin turned to him and he said, "What type of dua is this?" Because an important point, dua, dear ones, this is a mistake commonly made. Dua is a request. You ask Allah Rabbul Izzah with conviction that He Azza wa Jal grant you your request. You do not include doubt in the dua. You don't say, "I don't think you will do this." And something that is common now, we say, "Allah give you this, insha'Allah, Allah willing." There's no insha'Allah in dua. You don't say, "If you want, give me this." You say, "Ya Rab, give me this." And if He Azza wa Jal wishes to give it to you and it is your khair, He Azza wa Jal will give it to you. But you do not add a clause of doubt or a clause of "if you want" in dua. So don't say, "Allah reward you, insha'Allah." Say, "Allah Rabbul Izzah reward you." So Allah, don't say, "Oh Allah, forgive me, insha'Allah." Say, "Ya Rab, forgive me," and so on and so forth. So Ibn Sirin heard this dua, and the man is not saying, "Insha'Allah, forgive me." He's saying, "I know you won't do this. Like, oh Lord, forgive me, but I don't think you will." So Ibn Sirin, the scholar, turned to him, rebuking him, "What type of dua is this?" So he said, "You don't know my situation, Ibn Sirin." So Ibn Sirin says, "Tell me about your situation." And young ones, I want you to listen carefully to this. So he said, "I was one of the young men who was disgruntled with Uthman ibn Affan." Uthman ibn Affan, radiyallahu anhu wa ardah, is the son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just feel the weight of that. He is the son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not his son-in-law once, he's the son-in-law of the Prophet twice. And in human history, this hasn't happened before, where a prophet marries two of his daughters to the same man. Not at the same time. So he married one of the Prophet's daughters, Ruqayya, and she passed away. So then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married a second daughter of his to Uthman ibn Affan, radiyallahu anhu. So he is of the near and dear of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of the early Muslims, like of the 10 promised paradise whilst walking the earth, was Uthman ibn Affan. And he was the one of whom angels would be shy. So a mighty companion, of the earliest of companions, the one who has been part of the entirety of the message and messengerhood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was aware of the deen as, and its requirements. This Uthman ibn Affan was begrudged by this group of youth. Because this group of youth, this young man thought that he is not following the religion properly. That he is cutting corners. So he, in his passion, and in his lack of information and lack of knowledge, he took an oath upon himself. He's telling Ibn Sirin that "I was of those disgruntled with Uthman, and I took an oath upon myself that I will slap him in the face when I see him. And at this time, Uthman ibn Affan is an old man. He is in his 70s and above. And he is the Khalifa of the Muslims. He is the man who is the leader of the Muslims. Yet this young kid, somewhere at the outskirts of the Islamic world, has understood that this giant of a scholar, this righteous man that used to finish the Quran once a night, has somehow erred in the deen, and this kid has understood. This one, this giant of a scholar, has not understood. This one has understood. This taqiyun naqi hasn't complied properly, and this one now feels that I will fix him, I will give him a slam. So he says, when I arrived in Medina, I found that he was already killed. So for those of you who know, one of the tragedies in early Islam was that this group of noise, ill-informed people, malicious intent for some of them, came and surrounded the house of the Khalifa and then jumped over the fence and then assassinated Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu wa arda. And at the time he was reading the Quran. Uthman ibn Affan was reading the Quran. And his wife Naila was with him in the house. So when they tried to attack him, she tried to defend, and in the process lost a couple of her fingers. Allah be pleased with her, Ya Rab. So anyway, they killed Uthman ibn Affan. So this young man says, when I arrived at the scene, he was already dead. And his wife was next to him, and he was covered because he had died. So this man comes in with his friends and finds the dead body of Uthman ibn Affan martyred and covered, and his wife crying next to him. So he says, uncover his face. So she could see ill intent on his face. So she resisted, but they uncovered the blessed face of Uthman ibn Affan. And this young man slapped the face of this martyr, of the son-in-law of the Prophet, of the Khalifa of the Muslims, of the one who was given glad tidings of Jannah, slapped his face. So in a moment of anguish, Naila, the wife, cried out. So she said, may Allah paralyze your hand and take your eyes, and may He not forgive you. So the man, this young man is telling, now he's an older man, he's telling Ibn Sirin the story. So he moved the cloth off his hand. He goes, see Ibn Sirin, what's happened to my hand? And Ibn Sirin says, I saw his hand like a dried up twig, like a piece of branch that is dead, dry. And he said, look at my eyes. And he goes, he was blind. So he said that because the first two parts of her prayers have been accepted, the last will also be accepted. Meaning that, O Lord, don't forgive him. Paralyze his hand, take his eyes, and don't forgive him. So he says, that is why I call out, O Lord, forgive me, but I don't think you will. So I say this to you, my dear student. In your desire to fix someone else, make sure you don't ruin yourselves. I repeat, in your desire to fix someone else, make sure you don't ruin yourselves. A lot of times as young ones, you will come across a lesson or an idea or a point. And in your passion, you look around and you see, hold on, this sheikh doesn't do that. And this sheikh has misunderstood this. And you are not even, you know, a hundredth part of the knowledge of that sheikh or that alim. You have barely scratched the surface. Yet out of your zeal and out of your passion and out of your lack of information and lack of knowledge, you burn with this desire to correct and refute and point fingers and critique. And I caution you through this, that there was a young man before you who thought he is right and a great alim and a scholar is wrong. And in his desire to fix him, he ruined himself.